Grace and peace. God bless you today. Hallelujah. I pray that you are up and you are well. And as always, I want to welcome you into Ignite One Worship Center and this sanctuary space that we're in virtually. And we pray that anytime we come together visually, that you are visible and in the space with us. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. It is such a joy to be with you this morning. Our prophetess, amen, the woman of God, sends her love your way. As you know, she makes me look better than I am because of the work of her and her team behind the scenes. Thank you so much. Great grace and great peace to all of you. I'm excited about what I have to share, what the Lord has given this morning. And I pray you're locked in, because glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to pray. And again, this morning, we'll go right into the offering, get it out of the way, and keep moving forward in faith. Father, thank you. We just honor you this morning as we come to you, oh Father. We come in humility. We come, Father, knowing that our sufficiency is of you. We thank you, Father, that we live, we move, and have our being in you. And it is because of you, God, hallelujah, that we are what we are and we are who we are. We're nothing without you. And we thank you for your great hand upon us. Thank you for grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just decree and declare in the spirit of God this morning that we are winning. Glory to God. We are walking in wisdom. Hallelujah. We are walking in the will and the word of God. And it is faith that gives us the victory. We thank you. Hallelujah. That we are excited because we got a revelation that faith will do it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch each and every person under the sound of my voice. Glory to God. Save, set free, heal, and deliver, as only you can do, in the name of Jesus. We come against the enemy, hallelujah, and all his cohorts, in every, hallelujah, Father, interruption and interference. We thank you that we take command and authority of air superiority, oh God, hallelujah, as you lift us according to the Spirit of God and the Word of God today. Thank you, and we give you glory for what you will do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, please, as you're joining and as you're coming in, we just want to get it out of the way. Glory to God. So get your offering together. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you come in late, I'll do this one more time at the end. But get your offering together. Let's give this morning. Hallelujah. We should be ready, hallelujah, to give to the Lord when we come into the presence of the Lord every time. Hallelujah. Amen. So those of you that are part of of Ignite One, you already know, amen, about the giving. You know what to give. You can give through Cash App. The various means are flashing on the screen for you. Amen. Be a blessing. Sow a seed, amen, into this good ground. And you will, amen, not regret the fact that you, amen, partnered with us, hallelujah, to continue to advance the kingdom and be a blessing to the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. Amen to that. So this morning, family, we're here. And I want to just share a word with you out of Psalm 66. First of all, before I get into it, go ahead and text, amen, somebody that you don't see on, share, amen, and let them know, amen, that, hey, Apostle and Ignite One is on this morning. You need to get in this word this morning. Hallelujah. It's going to be a blessing for you. Matter of fact, it's going to be fire. Yeah, it's going to be fire. Hallelujah for you this morning. So don't be selfish this morning. Amen. Spread the wealth and spread the word of God. Hallelujah. Share. Glory to God. Yeah, share and subscribe and do all those things that you need to do to be in place. today as we, amen, release this word of God upon you this morning. Glory to God. Psalm 66, verse number 8. We'll read about 9 or 10 verses there. Psalm 66. And then put your finger on 1 Peter 1:7. 1 Peter 1:7. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 66, verse beginning at verse 8. Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. That's a reason right there to just thank God, amen, that you're here this morning. Verse 10, for you, O God, have tested us. You've tried us as silver is tried. You brought us out. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. Verse 12, you let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. Glory. I will come into the house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you. That which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. 15, I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatted animals with the smoke of sacrifice and rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats, Selah. 16, come here, all of you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. Hallelujah. I'll testify of his goodness. 17, I cried to him with my mouth and a high praise on my tongue or on my lips. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shift over to 1 Peter 1:7, and I'm reading out of the ESV version of scripture. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. King James says that the trying of your faith, amen, be tried by the fire. Hallelujah. So this morning, my thought for you this morning is your process is your promotion. Somebody go ahead and type that in the chat. Amen. Get it to somebody. Just text somebody that may be asleep. Amen. That have told you that they've been going through. Amen. And they just maybe despondent, down, depressed. Amen. Looking for something to happen in their life. Just text them this morning with a smiley face emoji and tell them your process is your promotion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here's the thing about this, family. God does not just, amen, bring you into fulfillment without first processing you through experience. I'll say it again. God does not just bring you to fulfillment without processing you first through experience. And the question becomes, why does that matter? Why does that matter? Here it is. Here it is. Watch this. The experience is what authenticates your faith. Hallelujah. In the process. Woo. The experience is what authenticates your faith in the process. And as we look this morning into the text of Psalm 66, as we look there this morning in context, our text this morning is a reference of praise to a God that's a deliverer. Hallelujah. From enemies. Yeah. Amen. And around about verse 5 right about beginning at verse 5, we can see, amen, it begin to bring us back to the history, amen, and talks about the children of Israel, glory to God, and how God brought them, hallelujah, over the Jordan and through the Red Sea. So listen, family, hallelujah, that lets us know, glory to God, that we serve a God that keeps his word, because he said to us that I will never leave you, amen, nor forsake you. Glory to God. And David, glory to God, had a revelation of God being with him in trouble. He said things like, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and he heard me from his temple. Glory to God. And his prayer reached heaven. Hallelujah. Wow. So watch it now, because we serve a God that keeps his word, and we're talking about your process being your promotion. God doesn't just throw you into a process and leave you alone and on your own. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. That's a word for somebody right there that's going through. God does not just throw you into a process and leave you alone and on your own. The text says, oh my, we ought to praise God, amen, because he becomes an active participant in the process that he puts you in. Oh my, hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He becomes an active participant in the process that he puts you in. And you know, God's chief agenda for you and I is never to delight us. No, it is always to develop us, no matter how hard the trial of amen may seem. In fact, glory to God, Psalm 37 said that if you want delight, Psalm 37 says, if you want delight, then you delight yourself in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. Development will always require a process. Yeah, type that in the chat. Development will always require a process. Yeah, development will always require a process. And one of the things, amen, one of the keys, I would say, to the next level of maturity in the ecclesia, in the church, in the body, one of the keys is that we must shift from being over church, amen, and underdeveloped. Glory to God. Yeah, we got to shift from being over church and underdeveloped, amen. And we got to understand that really God has a proven process, amen, for us to become mature saints and be all that he called us to be. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. First Peter, amen. The trial of your faith, the trial of your faith, it equates to this, that thing by which, amen, something is proven or tested, meaning it has to be accepted, pleasing, or acceptable. Yeah, accepted, pleasing, or acceptable. Hallelujah. When we talk about the trial or the trying or the testing of our faith, it's a faith that has to be tested and proven and accepted and pleasing and acceptable, amen, to the author, watch this, and the finisher of our faith. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch it now. So the thing that pleases God, we know, is faith. We know it's faith. And God always desires, matter of fact, to reward our faithfulness. God will, because of his character, because of his nature, he will never let faith go unrewarded. Mm-mm. No, amen. Yet, even though he rewards our faithfulness, yet before faith can be rewarded, it has to be tested in order to be accepted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So here it is. Now, you need more than just the praise and a dance for that. You need a process. Glory. You need a process. Yeah, you need a process. That's God's method of authenticity. Hallelujah. of maturing, glory to God, our faith. It's through process. I know we talk about, we hear about it, amen, process, and it may be cliche-ic, church colloquialism, but I'm trying to tell you, amen, that if you're going to get anywhere in God, if you're going to get anywhere in the spirit, if you're going to, amen, mature in the will of God, if you're going to operate, glory to God, in the call of God, hallelujah, it will not happen until you get through an authentic process, amen, designed, hallelujah, for your specific life in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's it. Amen. And God does not, amen, fashion everyone's process, glory to God, with the same, amen, development, nor through the same order. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's all about that authentication and that maturity of your faith. See, watch it, please. In our text, when God brought the children of Israel, glory to God, out, oh my, he took them the long route. He brought them out, but he took them the long route. And there was a reason for that, because of where they were in the process. He took them the long route. Here it is. He took them the long route. Watch this. Because they would have had to fight too soon in a process to their promise. Good God Almighty. God, hallelujah. Listen, please. That's why we just got to learn how to trust his will and follow his ways. Amen. And glory to God. Know that he cares, glory to God, for us. And so he took them the long route, glory to God, because they would have had to fight too soon in the process to their promise. So watch it, please. So if you're believing God for anything this morning, if you ever believe God, and if you're going to believe God, here it is. Amen. Watch out how you complain about how long it's taking. I'm going to let that set right there for just a minute. Glory to God, because somebody been complaining about how long it's taking. Watch out how you complain about how long it might be taking a God. Watch this, that's in charge of you and your process. Woo. Oh, my. Watch it, please. Here's the thing. He could be keeping you from a fight in the spirit that you're not ready for yet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So go ahead and repent if you've been complaining and tell God, amen, just keep me in the process. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just keep me in the process. Yeah, your process is your promotion. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Here it is. Here it is. Psalm 66, verse 10. For you, O God, have tested us, and you refine us or tried us as silver is tried. Glory to God. When you're in a process, refining is needed, because in the process, development is necessary. Yeah. Refining is needed because in the process, development is necessary. It said you refine us, or you tried us as silver is tried. God refines us in the process so he can define us. Glory to God. While we're in the process, because he can't use us where he finds us. Glory. Hallelujah. He refines us so he can define us, because he can't use us where he finds us. Hallelujah. So in the process, God is giving you an experience, glory to God, to be used for his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. When you come to your place of promotion. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Let me just say it like this. Glory to God. He can't use us where he finds us. Let me say it like this. We are born in sin, and we're shaping in iniquity. So until we're born again, we are being developed by our own righteous process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Your process is your promotion this morning. Glory to God. And so there's a time test in the process to your promotion. There's a time test in the process to your promotion. And it's going to take faith to get you through it. It's a time test in the process to your promotion. Here it is. The time test is for your faith to become authentic and for your trust to be developed and for your patience to be proven. Yeah. Hallelujah. Your faith to be authentic, your trust to be developed, and your patience to be proven. You need all three ingredients. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get through the process. So when God gives a time test in the process, in the time test, it seems as though, watch this, you see that God is not fulfilling his word over your life. Glory to God. You know it was God. You know it was a person you could trust that gave you the word, but you don't see the word happening. So the time test, watch this, the time test is prep for the patient test. Yeah, the time test is prep for the patient test. And here it is right here. The time test, family, it forces you to trust God to work his will in his own timing and by his own way. Ooh, my. Glory to God. Because you know, amen, some of us know how to make it happen. Yeah, we know what to do to get it going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got to understand that God is putting us in a process, and in order us to reach the place of promotion, it has to be, hallelujah, his will, glory to God, on his timetable and by his way, not ours. Glory to God. Even the scripture says that his ways are not our ways. Amen. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Glory to God. So we have to understand what's happening when God is processing us through experience. Glory to God, to authenticate our faith. The next level of church. Glory to God. The next level of kingdom. The next level of church and the next level of kingdom, it will not go beyond the faith in the people, amen, that's in the church. Glory to God. Selah, think about it. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. In Genesis, watch this now, because the time test is there, and God forces you to wait and on his will and by his own time and by his own way, we have to be careful, because it's proven in scripture that God gave Abram, amen, a promise, amen. He gave him a promise in Genesis 17, amen, I believe all the way over into 18. He gave him a promise, glory to God. And that promise, watch this, that promise took 25 years to manifest. Wow. And in between the promise that God gave, amen, to put Abram in the process, Abram ran out of patience, or at least he didn't have enough faith to keep trusting God over the advice of his wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, amen, what happened according to scripture. God promised Isaac, but they created an Ishmael. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that what that really says, amen, watch this, please, that you can create, you can create something you think that's authentic and from God in your impatience while you're in the process. But that don't mean God gonna accept it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Glory to God. Wow. So here it is. Watch this, please. We keep going. We keep going. And now we're in the Jacob, Genesis 28. My, I love this. God is so faithful, family. God is so merciful to us, because you could be doing your own thing on your own path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because of God's process and God's plan for your life, you'll still run into his purpose while you are on your own path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember Genesis 28, Jacob is at Bethel. Amen. Watch this. And we find him on his own path because of some choices he's made in his past. Glory. Listen, that's why the enemy loves to try to keep you connected to your past. Amen. Because your past will lock you into, glory to God, hallelujah, trying to do things your own way, amen, on your own path. But that's not the purpose of God for you, child of God. Hallelujah. So watch it now. While Jacob is on his own path, he's on the run. Glory to God. He's trying to hide from his brother. Amen. The text says this, that he lighted upon a certain place. Glory to God. And that certain place is known as a place of providence. Glory to God. A place of providence. A place of providence is the will of God for that time, for that place, and for that person, or for that people, that could not be avoided, amen, or it could not, amen, be stopped. Glory to God. So we find these things in providence. When you get to providence, according to what happened in Jacob's life, glory to God, watch this, please, there's God's provision there. In providence, you're on God's path. In providence, you are on God's manifested plan. In providence, you are in God's promise. In providence, you are, glory to God, you have walked into God's purpose in spite of your past. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why I love the fact that we serve a God that will not just put us in a process and leave us alone on our own. He becomes an active participant. Glory to God, in seeing you through what he put you in. Glory to God. The question is, will he find you where he puts you? Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. So when we talk about this time test, we got to trust the fact that God's timing, glory to God, is significant to our promotion. Hallelujah. And our purpose and the process that we're in for him to get experience, glory to God, out of our test. Glory to God. So watch it now. It's a time test. It's a time test, and it continues to develop, glory to God, because what God not only puts a time test in the process to your promotion, family, he puts a word test in the process of your promotion. Somebody need to get this morning, glory to God. Somebody, amen, mad at God. Somebody, amen, have had a bad experience, glory to God, with the church, and glory, somebody have had a bad experience with people in the church, glory to God, and they decided that they're just through with it, and all of those things that the enemy bring, amen, accusations, glory to God, amen, and but I'm trying to tell you, glory to God, that there is a process that the Spirit of God wants you in, glory to God, to get to where you were going before you got off the path. Good God Almighty. Amen. So there's a time test, but then watch it. It builds because there's a word test in the process to your promotion as well. Hallelujah. In the word test, glory to God, in the word test, it will cause, glory to God. Watch this. In the word test, God begins to allow contrary situations and circumstances that seem like The word is void. It just ain't happening. And we know that that's not true because the scripture said that not God's word does not fall to the ground. Amen. It does not return to him void. Glory to God. So watch it now. We can take that from even the time when in the gospel, when Jesus got with the disciples, he said, let us go to the other side. Yeah. Amen. And he told them to get in the boat and he went up on a way apart to pray. Glory to God. And while they were in the boat, amen, the Bible say a storm came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they were in the process, in the middle of obedience of his will, but yet they got into situations that were contrary and circumstances that were contrary, and it seemed like they weren't going to make it to the other side. But I got news for you. Amen. Glory to God. The moment Jesus said, let us go to the other side, it was already done, no matter what they were going to face in the middle of getting there. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So the purpose of the word test is to cause you, hallelujah, to not have faith in your own resources, amen, and your own ways, and depend on God bringing you through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they got fearful, and Jesus came, glory to God, walking on the water. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So please get this. We're talking about this word test, this time test, glory to God, that's conducive to the process of your promotion. Yeah, glory to God. Your process is your promotion. How you handle the process will determine what level of faith you come out on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So watch this, please. When we talk about this promotion, we're talking about this process, we're talking about a time test, we're talking about a word test, we're talking about the fact that God is wanting to authenticate your faith. So he tests us, amen, so that faith can be acceptable, so faith can be, amen, accepted, so faith can be pleasing, glory to God. And the experience is an authentication. Watch this, that you've been processed and you can handle the promotion that God has for you and what comes with it. Glory to God. You got to get it because, hallelujah, anytime you get promoted in the world, in the marketplace, amen, there's an expectation of responsibility, amen, and accountability and stewardship, amen, that comes with that promotion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's the same in the spirit of God. You can't want promotion and not a, amen, and you're not a good steward. You can't want promotion and you don't want to be accountable. You can't want promotion and you, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're not even in the marketplace. Amen. Watch this, promoting the brand that you work for. No, it happens the same on the same dynamic. Glory to God. If you want promotion in the kingdom, you got to promote the king. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to be accountable to the king. You got to be accountable. Glory to God. To direct authority, divine authority, and delegated authority. Come on. You got to be accountable and responsible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want promotion. I know you can get it. Watch this. You can get it from somebody that don't have the authority. But that's not promotion. Amen. Glory to God. That's puff right there. Hallelujah. Okay, here it is. Let's go. Let's get this. Watch this. Let's think about another person that God put in a process to promotion. Let's think about Joseph this morning. Joseph had this dream. We know the story. Joseph had a dream. And in this dream, it was true. Everything God said to Joseph was true. But in the process, Joseph faced a lot of things that were contrary to what the dream was all about. So in the short of it, it took 14 years because God put him in a process that would test his character his commitment and his confidence in the God that gave him the dream. Wow. 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 So watch it now. How is it that we get frustrated in a week when God don't show up? I might be stepping on some toes. Glory to God. Don't move them. It's going to be better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We get frustrated in a week because we pray and we didn't see nothing happen. It took 14 years for Joseph to come into the fulfillment of the promotion of his process. It took 25 years for Abram to come into the promotion of his process. In the midst of that, God changed his name to match the promotion or to match the anointing on his life. In the midst of that, he decided to do his own thing and birth something that was illegitimate in the plan of God. Wow. But it didn't stop the promise of God. Woo, wow. So what that means, family, is that sometimes we can miss it, but it don't change God's mind about our process. Ooh, good God Almighty. Wow. It took 14 years. And the scripture declares about Joseph in Psalms 105, verse 17 through 19, until the time of his word came. Here it is, please. Joseph, amen. It says that God sent a man before them, glory to God, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Watch this. Verse 18-19, until the time of his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Wow. Okay, get it, please. Until the time of his word came, the word of the Lord tried him, tested him, refined him, proved him, qualified him, until the time of his word, the word of the Lord tried him. Watch this. And when the timing came, when the timing of the word came, according to him being tried, verse 20, immediately, watch this, the king loosed him. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. The king sent and loosed him because the word came and his time came. Good God Almighty. Listen, please. When you're in the process for promotion, when the time of your word come, can't nothing keep you back from what God promised. Hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't be bound beyond the timing of God for you to be free. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. Unless you keep locking yourself up. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. The king sent and loosed him, even, watch this, the ruler of the people, watch this, and let him go free. 21. Watch this. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Why? Because the time of his word came. Glory to God. Because he reached the point in the process of his promotion, glory to God, that time, glory to God, it could no longer hold him back from what he was purposed and promised to be in God. I noticed, glory to God, that the trying or the testing was related to God's timing. Hallelujah. Oh my God. So watch this. It don't matter where you at when the timing hits your life. Glory to God. You got to get up and shift into what God called you to be and who God called you to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. If you have already authenticated his purpose in you, why are you in it? Glory to God. Joseph never gave up on what God told him, showed him. Woo. Matter of fact, he got in situations, hallelujah, and he still, amen, glorified God with his gift and glorified God, glory to God, with who he was. So family, glory to God, excuse me. That must be for somebody right there, because hallelujah, my voice trying to go. Glory to God. So notice that, glory to God. So the very promise God gives us, it works in us to bring us to the place of fulfillment, but God doesn't give it to us if we don't handle the experience. God had Joseph in a process that was his promotion. But before he could experience the promotion test, he had to go through, glory to God, the word test and the time test, glory to God, to get to the promotion test. You got it? Hallelujah. Please hear me. The promotion test is, y'all ain't gonna like this. When you get to the promotion test, the more gifted you are, the more difficult it is for you. Why? Because you got to not rely on what you can do. Hallelujah. You got to not rely on the fact that you can just walk in a room and stir it up and glory to God, and you have a little influence and all those kind of things. No, glory to God. You got to understand something that when, watch this, when God get ready to put process you through promotion, you can be just like Joseph. Joseph was bound and locked up, but promotion was already in his life. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He was down, amen, in fetters and chains, but promotion was already in his life. Glory to God. And so if you would think that if promotion was already in his life, what is he doing in prison? What is he doing now? Well, God had a purpose for all of that. Glory to God for his promotion. Wow. So what happens is that the promotion test, it'll develop your identity and your humility and it'll purify your motives. Watch this, for God to get the glory out of your experience. Let me say that again. The promotion test, it develops your identity. It develops you in humility and it purifies your motives for God to get the glory out of your experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. And then watch it, please. You end up, amen, with the kind of testimony that Joseph had because he let God process him through promotion, glory to God, and he stayed true to God no matter what happened, glory to God, to him while he was in this process, going through difficult times, amen, and facing different situations of trials and temptations and tribulations, glory to God. Here it is. God, amen, gave this thing to Joseph. Joseph stayed true to it, amen, and Joseph came out with this testimony, Genesis 50 and 20. But as for you, glory to God. You thought it evil against me, but God meant it, hallelujah, for good, amen, to bring to pass, amen, as this day, glory to God, to save much people alive. Can I tell you this, amen, that God got you in a process, but it ain't all about you. Woo, glory to God. When you get to the process, when you get to the place of promotion, when you get to the place of elevation, you get to the place, amen, of revelation, you get to the place of identity, amen, God is trying to do it because he got somebody else attached to it. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about your process is your promotion. Here it is. I close with the same scriptures I began to read. Bless, O God, our people. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Keep who has kept our soul among the living. Wow. Amen. See, listen, every day we rise, glory to God, hallelujah. While we're in a process, we can never forget to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let, watch this, and he has not let our feet slip. He kept us among the land of the living. He has not let our feet slip. I just left the funeral on Friday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know that there's funerals all this week somewhere in the world. Amen. But you ought to give God a praise that is not your funeral. Glory to God. He did not let your feet slip, and he kept you in the land of the living, your soul among the living this morning. Glory to God. For you, O God, have tested us. You've tried us as silver is tried. Watch this. You brought us out into the net. Yeah, God, it's you. You did it. You did it. You let us get in some stuff. You let things happen. You let, glory to God, you let difficulty take place. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. Glory to God. In other words, you put us in Egypt. Yeah, you put us in Egypt. You let Pharaoh, glory to God, have authority over us. You made us slaves. Watch this. Why? Because we wouldn't obey you. Amen. When we were free. Yeah. Glory to God. But verse 12, you let men ride over our head. We went through the fire and we went through the water. You have yet, watch this, but you brought us out, good God Almighty, into a place of abundance. King James said into a wealthy place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So listen, the process, amen, and your promotion is to bring you out into abundance. That don't mean a lot of money, but that do mean a lot of freedom. That don't mean a lot of money, but it do mean a lot of peace. That don't mean a lot of money, but it do mean a lot of promise. Glory to God in abundance. That don't mean a lot of money, but it do mean a lot. Glory to God of maturity. Can you handle? Glory to God. Hallelujah, your abundant place. Watch this, please. And because you brought me out into abundance, I'll come into your house with my offering. Yeah, glory to God. If you didn't give offering this morning, hallelujah, because we did it as soon as we got on, it's your time now. Glory to God, to give offering. You can give through Cash App, amen, Ignite1, $Ignite1. You can give through Zelle, amen, Ignite1, Ignite. owc@gmail.com, or you can give online at the website, ignite1.org. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But here it is. Please get this. Please get this. I will come into your house with offering, with a burnt offering, because you brought me out in abundance. I will perform my vows. Watch this, that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. Okay, in other words, oh, God, help me, please. In other words, amen, hallelujah. God, when life was over, taking over, and I just couldn't, I was in a place, glory to God, I was in a place. And I said to you, God, if you get me out of this, I said to you, God, I need you. I said to you, God, do something for me. I said to you, God, I promise, God, I'll turn this time. I promise, if you bless me, I'll give. If you do this, I'll give. And God did it. But have you done what you said? Listen, please get this. Don't get convicted. Just repent and do what he said. That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. He says this. He says, I will pay my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer burnt offerings, fat and animals, just like the way you want it. In other words, I'll make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. Here it is. I'll come in here, or come here, all you who fear God, and I'll tell what he has done for my soul. I'll testify about your goodness. I cried to him with my mouth, and a high praise was on my lips, and people would know you did it. That's it. Glory to God. God is processing you for promotion, and when he does it, don't deny or be shy. Testify about his goodness and what he done so that others, glory to God, will know that it's possible for him to do it for them too, in the name of Jesus. That's it this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that you've been blessed by the will of God. I pray over you this morning, glory to God, that you will get through the process of God. Hallelujah. That if you've been fighting process, glory to God, I pray this morning, glory to God, that you would just let go and let God. Hallelujah. I pray that you'll trust God again, man of God. I pray that you'll trust God again, woman of God. Hallelujah. I know that there's some residue of hurt there. Glory to God. But trust God again. Okay, here it is. And the reason it's taking so long, amen, and you can't figure out what's going on and why you are not in the place you ought to be, because you've been trying to trust God without trusting people. Yeah, and all of it, you can't just trust God. You got to trust people that God put in your face and in your space, amen, that's authentic so that you can move forward. Hallelujah. Because people are a commodity in the kingdom. Glory to God. So you needed trusted people, hallelujah, that you can trust again. Hallelujah. And God has placed them in your life. Now it's up to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God to let it go. So you can go on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day. We repent of anything we've done wrong. Glory to God. I call into your kingdom those that have turned away, backsliders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those that need to know you by salvation, we pray and decree and declare that they would show, hallelujah, God, and speak that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God, they shall be saved and they will come into your kingdom and they can handle the process of being promoted, hallelujah, into a kingdom environment. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus.